Hey coach, welcome back to the Make Money Coaching Sports podcast. And if you haven't yet, make sure you follow us if you're listening on Spotify. You can also find us on YouTube, right? We're constantly posting, uploading content onto YouTube. At this point, every 48 hours, we've pretty much got content going out on YouTube. So make sure you either follow us on Spotify if you're listening to us through there, or give us a subscribe and a follow on YouTube as well. So what I want to talk to you guys today about is how to become a private sports coach. Now, our company, as most of you that listen to our podcasts or watch our videos, know that we work with sports coaches and trainers who are in multiple sports. So they might be in soccer, they might be in baseball, they might be in American football, they might be in golf. So at this point, we've pretty much worked with coaches in every single sport imaginable. And a lot of questions I get asked is from coaches who are just starting up, right? So they're starting their business and they want to get a little bit more insight, or they want to get a little bit more information on what they need to do in order to become a private sports coach or trainer. Okay, so this video is intended to help that type of coach who is listening. So again, make sure you follow us on Spotify if you haven't already, and also give us a subscribe on our YouTube channel as well, so you stay up to date with all the latest content. And if you want to reach out to me to get my personal one-on-one help, then in the description of this podcast, there's going to be a number of ways you can get in contact with me to either send me questions or reach me on my WhatsApp number. Okay, at this point, I've pretty much I respond to every coach that reaches out to me. So make sure you don't stay stuck and you send your questions through to me. So today I want to break this down into six steps. All right. So if you are a coach listening and you want to get into the private sports industry, where you want to work with clients either one-on-one, in small groups, you want to run camps, you want to run clinics, then this podcast episode today is going to be for you. Okay, so the first thing, and I want to take you back to when I started. Okay, so I'm predominantly in soccer. Okay, I work with a lot of coaches that are in the soccer industry. Okay, but really and truly, this is relevant for any sport. Okay, so if you're in baseball, if you're in basketball, if you're in football, okay, whichever sport you're in, this will be relevant to you. So in order to become a private coach and to start a private coaching business, right, the first thing you need to do is you need to get experience. Right. So this episode is touching on pretty much how to get experience, plus how to get your certifications, right? Or your coaching licenses. So the first one is what I did back when I first started is I volunteered at my local club, right? So whichever sport you're in, the first thing you need to do is you need to get experience, right? So what I would recommend is visit your local sports clubs, whichever sport you're in. So if you're in basketball, go and visit your local basketball club. If you're in soccer, go and visit your local soccer club and volunteer as an assistant coach. Okay, work with one of their age groups. It might be an age group that you might find interesting, or it might be an age group that then you want to build a business around. Okay, and go and volunteer. Offer your time to go and volunteer at that local club. Now, the next bit, once you've got that little bit of experience, the next bit is now you want to go and complete your first coaching license. So this might be a level one if you're in soccer. In basketball, I'm not too sure what licenses there are, but I know that there's going to be the basic one. So once you've got that experience, the next bit is go and complete your first coaching license, right, in whichever sport it is, so that now you can officially become a licensed coach. Okay? Even if it's just the basic level, basic license, but at least now you're officially a level one coach in your sport. Now, the next bit is volunteer as a head coach. So what I did, because I'm in soccer, once I've had that experience, and then once I completed my first coaching license, the next bit is I offered, at the same club I was at, I offered to volunteer as a head coach. Right now, when you become a head coach, essentially what happens is you gain a little bit more responsibility. Right? Even though it's still a voluntary role, but you develop more responsibility. So now you're in charge of choosing the team that goes out during games. You're in charge of the whole organization of the team. So the logistics of where the game is going to be held at, talking to parents. Right now you're going to be answering and speak and communicating with parents, which is good experience, because when it comes to running a business, these are a few things that you are going to need. Right? You're going to need to know how to speak to clients. You're going to know how to book venues to run training sessions out of. So becoming a head coach allows you to gain that little bit of experience at the beginning. Okay. Now, what I did, once I got at least 6 months of head coach experience, then I went on and I applied to complete my next coaching license. So in soccer, this would be my level two. Right, if you're in another sport, then you will know which is the next level up. Okay, there, once I completed my level two, okay, this gave me an opportunity and this opened more doors to me, because now I could apply for paid coaching roles. Okay, the level one, you can still apply, but what a lot of companies want now is they want you to be at least level two qualified, okay, in whichever sport you're in. So once you get that level two, now you can start applying for coaching roles, which now they're paying you to coach. Okay? And that's a little bit different to obviously working as a volunteer, because working as a volunteer, you know, you're volunteering your time to run a team at a club. So there's not a lot of pressure. You still got to run it properly. You still have a lot of things that you need to do. But now when you become a paid coach, right, now you're in charge of running quality and high quality sessions to clients, right? Because the business that you'll be working for, now you're going to have the responsibility of showing up to training sessions, running the sessions, answering any customer queries or customer complaints. You're going to be communicating now with your manager or the academy director, whoever's in charge, right? So there's going to be a lot more responsibility on you once you go into a paid role, because now you're getting paid to actually coach, right? It's very different than volunteering your time, where really and truly the club need you more than you need the club. Okay, because if they don't have volunteer coaches, then essentially their program won't run effectively. Okay, in a paid role, okay, you need to complete a job to be able to get paid. So now you've got the responsibility of making sure you turn up, put on a good session, okay, and learning as you go along. Right, and the sixth one is, once you're at the point where you're now getting paid to coach, I feel like it's now just, you're going to be at a point where you just need to keep building your coaching experience. So what I mean by that is aim to work with different age groups and in different environments, such as in one-on-ones, in groups, do camps, do clinics, get in front as many players of different age groups as possible. And why is that going to help you? Because it's going to help you. Because once it comes down to the point where you're ready to start your business, okay, you're going to now be at a point where you know which players you like working with. And to have a successful business means that you have to know what customers and what clients, right, you want to work with to make sure that that business runs smoothly. And also you want to be niche specific, right? Because when you become niche specific, you become the authority and the specialist in a certain age group or player type. So it might be that you enjoy working with female players. It might be that you enjoy working with male players. It might be that you enjoy working with teenagers or younger players, right? You're not going to know that until you gain that experience from getting your coaching licenses, volunteering as a coach, and getting into a paid role where now you're learning about what it's like working in a sports coaching business. Okay, so if you need more questions answered, okay, reach out to me, visit the description of this episode. Number of ways you can connect with me, either through WhatsApp, or you can send me questions to my email address. Okay, thank you for listening. And again, make sure you follow us on Spotify. And if you haven't already, visit our YouTube channel. That's where we're putting out a lot of content on a regular basis.